Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
All right, guys, let's get started on part 10 of 30 in this Blue Collar Leadership Leading from the Frontline series. So today, I want to talk to you about the face you see least, and that's your own. The face we see least is our own. The face you see least is your own. And I like this quote by Earl Nightingale. And he says, "A man's environment is a merciless mirror of him as a human being." That's what I like to call leadership truth right there. Whatever your life is like, at home or at work, it's a merciless mirror of who you are as a human being. Sometimes someone might be listening to that and it might sting a little, it might hurt. I remember a long time ago when I was a teenager, I read on a sign one time, it said, "If the truth hurts, it probably should." And that's what this is about today. It's about looking in the mirror and saying, and focusing on the mirror and saying, my life is a result of who I am. That's ownership. That's high impact leadership of self, saying whatever's going on, I'm responsible. My character has created this life. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's somewhere in the middle, the face we see least is our own. This was one of my weakest areas in my early years when I was on the front lines, for sure. I don't mean a little bit weak. I mean extremely weak. I was never focused on the mirror. I was always looking out the window. I should have been fired 100 times, but in my 20-year corporate career, I was promoted 14 times instead of being fired. I was never fired once, but I should have been fired 100 times for my character. But fortunately for me, those companies valued production, and I was real good at production. I could make things happen. I worked hard. I could find ways to be more efficient, and I loved doing that. That was how I showed my value and my worth, was to be a top producer. And that's what I did in all of my jobs. But my character was terrible. But again, the leaders and the organizations where I worked, they valued productivity much more than character. So I was able to keep a job and actually get promoted. So as we're talking about this mirror and the face we see least, again, which is our own, I want you to understand we all have blind spots. That's what a lot of my podcast episodes are about, helping you as a leader of yourself and potential leader of others. I want to help you see your blind spots, because that's where all your gain is at. It's on the other side of the blind spot. When you can get beyond, and my tongue is tangled up today, but I ain't starting over. When you can get beyond the blind spot, that's where all your gain is at. That's where you can make all the huge improvements that's going to turn your life around. So that's what all these episodes are about. They're about helping you see beyond the blind spot. And we all have blind spots. And believe it or not, the biggest blind spot we all have can be found in the exact same place. It's always between us and the mirror. Because the face we see least truly is our own. And we don't know about ourselves what we need to know about ourselves. But if you're listening to this podcast, hopefully that means you're wanting to know about yourself what you don't know about yourself. And that's part of what I want to do here, is provoke thought with you. and help you, motivate you, and inspire you to look in the mirror. So think about that for a moment. We don't know about ourselves what we need to know about ourselves. And consider the impact it has on your life and your results. Think about that story I shared in the last episode about the unhappy woman. She had a blind spot, and it was making her miserable. For many years, she was the problem and didn't even know it. We all have the same problem. The problem is us. It's ourselves. I am my problem, and you are your problem. So the lady tried changing the easy thing, her place of employment. And if you didn't listen to that episode, you need to go back and listen to it so this part of today's episode actually makes sense. But she tried changing the easy thing, which was her place of employment, because she was miserable. But after she changed her place of employment, she found out she was still miserable. So what did she do? The same exact thing. She changed her place of employment again. And she was doing what we all tend to do. Changing what was easy to change. Although I'm sure if you could ask her, she would say it didn't seem too easy at the time to change her place of employment. However, things didn't change for the better until she changed herself. So what you need to know is you must change what needs to be changed, not what is easy to change. It may seem hard to change a job, but go try to change your character and change your values. That's the hard part. And remember, if Bob has a problem, everywhere Bob goes, Bob is the problem. Now, don't say this stuff to offend you. I say it to provoke thought. Do you have a problem everywhere you go? Do you have a problem with a lot of people? Some people don't. Some people do. But if you have a lot of problems with a lot of people, there's a good chance the common denominator is you. So there's a good chance you may be the problem. But I'm also sure today, if you could ask that lady today, she'd say changing herself was and continues to be much harder than changing her work address. Changing a work address really ain't that hard. People make a big deal of it, but it ain't too hard to do that. Changing who you are, it's a really big deal, and most people avoid that. So I want you to think about this relative to your career, whatever you're doing. If you're not advancing as quickly as you think you should be, what are you not doing that you should be doing? Because our problem is not out the window. It's not others. It's in the mirror itself. We just have trouble seeing it. A lot of times when I'm on stage speaking, I like to talk about this, and I ask people to think about this for a second. And I'll say, if you're trying to get ahead at work, and you absolutely know how to do what it is you want to do, you're just not being given the opportunity. Whatever that is, you already know how to do it, and you're good at it. If you have the competency to do what you want to do, and you're not being allowed to do it, there's only one thing that could be holding you back: your character. So your character, when it comes to competency, you got to have the competency to do the job. And your character is either going to launch you like a rocket or hold you back like an anchor. So I just want you to think about that. If you are wanting to do something else, it doesn't matter if you want to get promoted, you want to change career fields, you want to start your own business, whatever it is you want to do, if you actually know how to do it already, and you're not being given the opportunity to do it, it's a character issue. And I'll tell you this too. If you don't know how to do it, but you want to do it, and you're not doing something to learn how to do it, whether you're reading books, going to watching videos, taking classes, getting certifications, getting degrees, whatever it is relative to competency, whatever the competency you need to go do what it is you want to do. If you're not developing that competency, that's also can be traced back to a character issue. What is it about your character that's preventing you from sacrificing and paying the price, whatever that is, giving up stuff that really doesn't matter so you can go accomplish these things you want to do? And I don't speak to this like I'm not belittling you. I don't even know you. I don't even know who you are that's listening to this. I tell you all the things I'm telling you because I've lived through it. I was the guy on both sides of it. I had huge character issues, but I didn't even know it. Because of what this whole episode today is about. The face I saw least was my own. So I'm going to leave you with a quote by Hal Elrod. And it's one of my favorite quotes. I quote him often when I'm speaking. And Hal said, "The moment you take responsibility for everything in your life is the moment you can change anything in your life." I'm going to say that one again. It's some good stuff. It's leadership truth. The moment you take responsibility for everything in your life is the moment you can change anything in your life. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Talk to you next time.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit BlueCollarLeadership.com to learn about Max books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.